You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now for our weekly check-in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. And the big auto shows are certainly a chance for automakers to show everybody what they're all about. This week's New York City Auto Show is certainly one of the biggies. And Daniel, what is not front and center in the Big Apple show?
Well, certainly no electric cars. Ironically, in the same week that Tesla, the Silicon Valley electric car maker, becomes off and on the most valuable American car maker, what are they showing in New York? Muscle and big SUVs. we're talking about vehicles. A 707 horsepower Grand Cherokee?
Wow.
And an over 800 horsepower Dodge Challenger SRT Demon. I mean, these vehicles are answering a question almost no one is asking.
And that is?
Well, that they want this power. You know, where's more power? We want more power. Now, I just got an email a little earlier from somebody who said, you don't understand. These products really resonate with a blue-collar crowd, to which I would say, fine, can they afford them? I can't. I mean, these Jeeps, high-powered Jeeps, are really expensive vehicles. They're priced up there with a Porsche Turbo Cayenne and things like that.
Wow.
So these are not inexpensive vehicles by any stretch of the imagination.
And as you put it so aptly in your column today, it is a shameless celebration of size and horsepower. So it really feels like everything old is new again, because we've heard this song before.
Well, we have, but I think that what this is displaying is the split personality of the industry. I mean, I'm not suggesting for a second that Tesla's not a competitive threat, that major manufacturers of all stripes are coming into the marketplace with electric vehicles because they feel like they need to, which, by the way, is going to cause a lot more competition for Tesla at various price points. So I think that's going to continue. But these guys have got to live for today and the next couple of years, as well as 10 and 15 years down the road. And they've got to make investments in both and balance both. And so what I think you're seeing in New York is the recognition that with comparatively low fuel prices, in general, a demand for SUVs of all sizes and all horsepowers, that the manufacturers are answering that. I mean, you've got Subaru. You know, the crunchy little Japanese brand is out with a full-size SUV that they're going to be producing starting next year in Indiana. I mean, it's a three-row vehicle from Subaru?
Hmm.
I mean, that ought to tell you something about where the market is going and why they feel that they need to answer this. People want the flexibility. They want a little bit of the higher seating position, and the manufacturers across the spectrum are giving it to them.
And as you talk about some of these behemoth vehicles, I have to ask, what happens when the gas prices go back up again? Because every time it happens, the TV newscasts bring us people at the gas pump moaning and groaning about what it costs to fill up my truck or SUV.
Well, sure. What happens? Well, they've got electrics they're working on. The one thing that the one quotient that's falling away from this is our small and compact gas-powered cars. They are collapsing in the marketplace right now, and while the manufacturers aren't stopping producing them yet, clearly there's not demand for them. I mean, I think, but remember, I mean, these large vehicles are also the profit centers and the profit generators for these automakers. So if I'm an auto executive and I want to, I have to choose softness in the market, I'd much rather choose softness in compact cars than a softness in large pickups and SUVs.
Now, at the same time, we hear GM isn't going to be trimming inventory and temporarily closing some U.S. plants for a combined 10 weeks of downtime. What's going on here?
Well, you've got a couple things going on. You've got, as I said, you've got collapsing demand in cars. I mean, some of the inventories of vehicles like the Chevrolet Malibu have just skyrocketed over the last year. Same thing with the Chevy Cruze coming out of Lordstown, Ohio. And as a result, they're saying, look, we've got to ratchet back. At the same time, GM is in the process of changing over pickup trucks, and so they are building inventories so they can continue to meet demand in the marketplace while they switch over in plants. So you've got a couple things going on here. But I think it hews to the general narrative, and that is that car sales continue to soften. These are not aberrations, best we can tell, looking at the numbers and from what the manufacturers tell us. This is a long-term trend. It's a structural trend. And a couple of weeks ago, the head of marketing and sales for Ford Motor Company called it a 6-year trend. So this is not something that's brand new. It's something that's been continuing and I think will continue as long as you've got gas that's closer to $2 a gallon than $4 a gallon.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.